Alexander and Baldwin will permanently restore 8 streams identified as critical for taro cultivation in East Maui. A&B President and CEO Chris Benjamin says the closure of sugar operations by the end of the year provides that opportunity.
Diversion gates have been fully opened, and the 3 streams serving the largest taro growing area in East Maui, Wailua Nui, have now been fully restored forever. Full restoration of the rest of the streams will be implemented as soon as possible. We will be able to change some of the diversions immediately, while others will require some reconstruction.
The names of the streams are Honopo, Puolua, Waiokamilo, Kualani, Piinaau, Palauhulu, and East and West Wailua Nui. A&B will notify the State Commission on Water Resource Management of the decision. Senator Jay Kalani English, who represents East Maui and Hana, says the restoration begins the healing process following 100 years of injustice.
For generations, we have had this inbred into us, that the water was taken from our families without proper consultation, without just compensation. And to my people in Hana, it is time for us to release this pain and suffering so that our future generations can live in harmony and peace.
A&B is committed to continue working with the East Maui Interim In-Stream Flow Standard, the IIFS, for the restoration of other streams. CEO Benjamin doesn't know how much water volume will be lost to restoration, but he's confident the land can be used for agriculture.
Whatever variety of crops and combination of crops we grow in the future, they will not be as thirsty as sugarcane. So as we step back, our assessment is that we will be able still to pursue diversified agriculture on all of our lands.
The Senate and House Conference Committees on Agriculture will continue work on water rights legislation. But after the news conference, Sierra Club of Hawaii Executive Director Marty Townsend said Alexander and Baldwin has no legal right to divert water from East Maui and is receiving special treatment from lawmakers.
What we're talking about here is the diversion of a public trust resource for private profit making. And A&B does not get to sidestep this process. You know, it undermines, erodes people's trust in our political system when you have legislators colluding with private companies to circumvent the judicial process.
Townsend says the State Circuit Court ruled in January that A&B's water diversion permits were invalid and current legislation is intended to skirt the law.
Here we have a situation where someone has stolen our wallet, they have taken all of the money out of it, and they've returned the wallet with the pictures in it, and we're supposed to be grateful. That's not good enough. These are public trust resources which we have recognized for time immemorial. This is not news to Alexander and Baldwin, and they need to return the water.
The Sierra Club of Hawaii plans to conduct a protest at A&B corporate headquarters in Honolulu Tuesday. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.